الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Thumma Alhamdulillah We thank Allah Azza wa Jal who is our sustainer Who is our provider, cherisher and nourisher The master of the day of judgment The owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet The peace of our hearts and mind The most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and his blessed and noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. And in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the questions asked to His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood as the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the one who recites sallallahu ala Muhammad, the heart of the one who recites sallallahu ala Muhammad. Will not die on the day when all the other hearts will die. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, 70 portals of rahmah and mercy will be opened upon the one who recites Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, likewise there are many other virtues and blessings of Durud-e-Pak. Let us make this firm intention in our hearts to increase our recitation of Durud and Salat ala Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Huzur aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye Mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye Sallu ala habib sallallahu ala muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam The zikr of Allah azza wa jal Let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala In the early part of the morning With this beautiful dua inshallah azza wa jal
Ya ilahi har jaga teri عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی گرمیِ محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن یا الہی گرمیِ محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن دامنِ محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل خوشا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی جو دعائے نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے یا الہی جو دعائے نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے خود سیوں کے لب से आमीन रब्बना का साथ हो अल्लाह या इलाही हर जगह तेरी अता का साथ हो जब पड़े मुश्किल शहे मुश्किल कुशा का साथ हो
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله میں سو جاؤں یا مصطفیٰ کہتے کہتے کھلے آنکھ صلی علی کہتے کہتے Dear viewers, learning علم دین is the first step. Learning and seeking and acquiring the knowledge of Islam is extremely essential and important, dear viewers. If we have any questions, we should always refer to the scholars of Islam, to the true scholars of Islam, instead of asking the social media such as the internet, such as browsing and searching for answers on the internet. It is always important to ask those questions which you may have to Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat, or you could refer to a Sunni Sahihul Aqidah Alimi Deen Mufti Islam and ask your questions for people who have made the internet their sheikh and their guide, people who have made these platforms their rehnuma and their guide. So they would always be confused because there are various opinions out there. People get confused. It's always important that before we forward any message, before we convey any message to the next person, whether it is in the form of a WhatsApp message, whether it is any other message, dear viewers, it's always essential to verify that with a true scholar, to ask whether it is correct or incorrect to forward this information. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini Channel, when it comes to Aqiqah, a lot of people have questions, and these questions have been asked to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radi Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. And beautiful answers were given, of course, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. So let us have a better understanding as to what is Aqiqah, what is the meaning of Aqiqah, so on and so forth, how it should be done. So inshallah, the first question for today, before we listen to the Kalam, inshallah, Zawajal, the questioner had asked His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat, what is the meaning of Aqiqah? So His Eminence had given the answer and said the literal meaning, the word Aqiqah, is derived from the word Aqun, which means to cut or to separate, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Alhamdulillah, to cut or to separate. This is the literal meaning of Aqiqah. Now another question I had asked His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat in regard to an animal slaughtered in gratitude for the birth of a child is called Aqiqah. Right, so this is fine. The person asked, what good intentions should a person have in his heart when he is performing the Aqiqah? What niyyah should be present in the heart? So His Eminence had given a very beautiful answer, and we should remember, dear viewers of Madini Channel, it is the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ, that the intention of a believer is greater than his deed, it is better than his action. So always have the niyyah in the heart and a firm intention to do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Amir al-Sunnah says, with the intention of acting upon the sunnah and pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, one should perform aqiqah to express gratitude for the favor he has received. This is a bounty and a favor and a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, which he has received on the happy occasion of the birth of his baby boy or girl. So one can make many good intentions depending on one's condition. Subhanallah. So there is no reward if there is no good intention in the heart, dear viewers. This is very important. Har kaam ke liye aap niyat achhi kar lijiye. Achhi achhi agar niyatein hamare saath hongi, inshallah, agar hum achhi niyatein karte hain to uska ajr bhi milega. And it has been mentioned as well, as Amir Smith had answered another beautiful question, which is very important for us to also learn. Is it a sin not to perform the aqiqah? Allahu Akbar. People who have this type of question in their minds, listen to the answer which Amir al-Sunnat had given. He says, to perform aqiqah is neither fard nor wajib. It is only sunnate mustahabba. Not to perform it is not a sin. If one's financial circumstances allows him, he should perform it. Still, it is not Ihsan if he does not do so. However, the one who is not performing the Aqiqah will not be able to get its reward and thawab. So it is a mustahab act, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to do this. Remember that it is strictly impermissible for a poor person to borrow money from a person on interest to perform Aqiqah. One should not borrow money on interest to perform this virtuous action. If you have the means to do so, you should do so. Otherwise, a person does not have to borrow the money to do this. You can get your hands on a book called Questions and Answers Related to Aqiqah. This can be found on the website of Da'wat Islami, a very informative, interesting booklet, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Have your hands on this, inshallah, you can download it, or you can visit the nearest store, Maktabat al-Madina store of Da'wat Islami, and you can perhaps purchase this booklet, which is a very thin booklet, but very informative. And maybe perhaps you could donate this as Ifali Sawab, inshallah. Whoever would learn and practice this, they will get reward, and you will be rewarded as well for distributing this booklet, inshallah. Let us listen to a kalam, and when we do come back, inshallah, we have another beautiful question with relation to whether a child that had passed away will intercede for their parents on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So we are going to be inshallah giving the answer to this question as well, whether the aqiqah which is not done for a child when he passed away, will such a child intercede for his parents on the day of judgment? If you want to know the answer, you got to stay tuned with Madani Channel till the end of today's episode and program. Enjoy this beautiful kalam and increase your love in your heart for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As-subhu bada min tala'atihi والليل دجى من وفرته هنور سهر چهره سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے
شق القمر بي اشارته انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته جبريل أمين پیغام خدا لے کر آئے تھے شب اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا
اللہ 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 اللہ
محمد هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارا ملا
اللہ 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 اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. How rejuvenating, dear viewers. This was none other than our Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib Attari and Ashfaq Madani, mashallah, who are reciting this beautiful kalam, As-Subhu Bada Min Tala'atihi, Allahu Akbar. Here we have a question which was asked to His Eminence. As I asked earlier, is it true that the child who has passed away without his aqiqah being performed will not intercede for his parents? So Sahil ne ye sawal poocha, kya aisa hai ki nahi hai? Because this is a rumor amongst the society, amongst the people, that a child who passed away, whose aqiqah was not performed. So some people say such a child will not intercede on the day of judgment. And His Eminence has given the answer by saying, yes, true, but there are certain conditions for it. The child who passed away after he had reached the age of aqiqah, meaning 7 days, Allahu Akbar, and his parents did not perform as aqiqah without any valid exemption, despite having the means to do so, then such a child will not intercede for his parents on the day of judgment. The boy is pawn for his aqiqah. Now it is stated that Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated the child is prevented from interceding for his parents unless his aqiqah is performed. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Here viewers of Madani channel, commenting on this hadith, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, what is meant by the child being pawned is that his parents will not be able to gain full benefit from him unless they perform his aqiqah. Some muhaddithin have stated that the protection, growth and attributes of the child are all associated to his aqiqah. That's how essential and important it is to perform this aqiqah. Now, this what I mentioned, of course, is quoted from Bahari Sharia, the dear viewers, as Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned. It is very, very important that we understand this. Can anyone whose aqiqah was not performed in his childhood, can he perform this aqiqah in his adulthood? A person asked this question, and Amir al-Asad had answered by saying, yes, anyone whose aqiqah was not performed in his childhood, he can perform it in his adulthood, or even in his old age, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai? There are a lot of people out there who at that time, you know, grandparents, parents at that time, I'm talking 50 years ago, 30 years ago, even in recent times as well, due to financial conditions and so on and so forth, people at that time could not afford it, but today Allah has blessed them with wealth. If you have not performed your aqiqah, if your aqiqah was not performed in your childhood, it's never too late. You can perform your aqiqah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. A person asked, will aqiqah be performed in case of a miscarriage? Allahu Akbar. And listen to the questions thereafter, dear viewers. The answer is no. Normally the parents get very upset and worried, of course, in such a situation. They should have patience and earn reward. In fact, miscarriage can lead the parents to great benefit. In a hadith, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for their reassurance, have mentioned and stated, certainly the dead fetus will argue with the Creator at the time when Allah azza wa jalla makes his parents enter hell. However, his parents may have died with iman, with faith intact. They left this world as Muslims. It will be commanded, O child, arguing with your Creator, take your parents to paradise. Therefore, he will then pull both his parents with his umbilical cord, dear viewers, and he will make them enter into paradise in this way. Sunan Ibn Majah, volume number 2, you will find this narration. This narration highlights the importance of the protection of iman. Iman ki hifazat, to be blessed with intercession, protection of iman is a precondition, dear viewers of Madani channel. So therefore, everyone should be concerned about the protection of his and her iman. Certainly to protect the iman depends upon the actions of a banda. What actions do you do in this world that shows that you are most concerned about your faith and iman? So disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib Islam can actually lead to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that can result in the ruining of one's iman and faith. Everything can be lost and gone, and a person will not even be given the tawfiq and ability to even recite the kalima at the time of death. Allahu Akbar. Let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Iman pe de maut madine ki gadi mein. Iman pe de maut madine ki gadi mein. Madfan mere mahboob ke qadmon mein bana de. Madfan mere mahboob ke qadmon mein bana de. Ya Rab Muhammad, meri taqdeer jaga de, صحرا مدینہ مجھے ان آنکھوں سے دکھا دے یا رب محمد میری.
سبحان اللہ, تقدیر جگا دے. میں I was sleeping, fortunate, be awakened by the vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his blessings, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So once again, I will end on this note here that those who have lost or those who have experienced miscarriages, may Allah Azzawajalla grant them sabr and patience. Be strong and have this hope and umid. Allah Azzawajalla has given you a reason to enter into Jannah. Protect your faith and iman. This is the most essential thing for a person. Let's move forward, subhanallah. Another question was asked, and a very informative question, very beneficial question. Listen to the answer. The question is, how can the aqiqah of the child who has passed away before reaching the age of 7? Now, this is the 7th day when the aqiqah should be performed. Will he intercede for his parents if his aqiqah is performed after his death? So after his death, if the aqiqah is performed, will it be done or not? So the answer Amir al-Islam had given is, there is no need for aqiqah. In this case, such a child will be able to intercede for his parents. Sayyidi wa Murshidi, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that the aqiqah of a deceased person cannot be performed regardless of whether he was a child or whether he was an adult. If a child has passed away before he reaches the age of 7 days and his aqiqah had not been performed, this will not affect his ability of intercession, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, as he passed away before the time of aqiqah. Subhanallah. But now it's very important for us to understand this. By Shariat, the time of aqiqah is the 7th day of the birth. If a child whose aqiqah had been performed died before reaching puberty, or his aqiqah date, which is the 7th, was not performed, but he died before reaching the age of 7 days, or his parents did not have the means to perform his aqiqah at that time. So in this case here, he will intercede for his parents as well, provided that they die and leave this world with iman and faith. Subhanallah. Ya baati madini. Dear viewers of Madini channel, so we learn again that iman is very, very important. Now, 7 days have been mentioned here. Let's explain this in the next question. A question I had asked that, how is it to perform aqiqah while the child has not reached the age of 7 days? How is it to perform the aqiqah of a child that has not reached the age of 7 days as yet? So the answer given here is that the time of aqiqah starts on the 7th day of the birth. To hold it on the 7th day is preferable, and it is also a sunnah. However, aqiqah will still be valid even if performed before the stipulated time, or even if it was on the day of the birth of the child. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, to learn more about that, another very informative and a very important aspect that comes into place is with regards to the adhan that needs to be added into the ear of an infant child. So, a questioner had asked His Eminence, please let us know when and how many times should adhan be added in the ears of a child, of a newborn, which day should he be named, and when should his head be shaved? And listen to the beautiful answer which he, Damad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, had given. He says, after the child is born, it is mustahab to utter the adhan and iqama in the ear of the child. This will remove afflictions, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. He then says, Imam Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if a child is born, an adhan is uttered in his right ear and iqama in the left ear, the child will remain safe from Ummisfidyan. Musnad Abi A'la. A'la Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, sar is a very severe affliction that is also called Ummisfidyan and affects children. It is found in adults. If this is found in adults, it is known as epilepsy. People who have this problem, it could be perhaps because of this reason as well, from a Islamic point of view or from a spiritual point of view. Explaining this furthermore in Nuzhatul Qari, which is a very famous book, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is such a disease in which the affected person passes out and falls down. This disease is caused by an infection in the mixtures naturally found in the human body. From a scientific point of view or from a spiritual point of view, if you have a look, dear viewers, it is called epilepsy. At times it's caused by the effect of jinns. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has said that as soon as the child is born, adhan should be given in the right ear 4 times and iqama in the left ear, that can be given 3 times inshallah azza wa jalla. And by doing this, the child will be saved from the shaitan, from the devil, from this bad being known as Umm Subyan. It is better that the adhan be uttered, as I mentioned, 4 times in the right ear and iqama 3 times in the left ear. Remember, we said it is better to do so. Amir Ahle Sunnah says there is no harm even if the adhan and iqama are uttered just once. But on the 7th day of the birth, the child should be named and his head should be shaved as well. The animal of the Aqiqah should be slaughtered while the head of the child is shaved at the same time. If this is possible, the amount of silver or gold equivalent to the weight of the hair shaved should be also be given in charity. So on one hand, the animal is being slaughtered. On the other hand, the head is being shaved. If this is possible, should be done, and the hair should be then gold or silver equivalent to the weight of the hair should be given in sadaqah, in charity as well. A person asked Amir al-Sunnah, Allahu Akbar, you have just mentioned that the child should be named on the 7th day of the birth. Is there anything wrong if his name is on the 1st or 2nd day of his birth? Is it important that a person should name immediately, or on the 1st or 2nd, 3rd day he is given a name? Amir al-Sunnah says, no, there is no harm in it. If the name is kept on the 2nd day or 3rd day, there is no harm in this as well. Is it right to rub zafran onto the head of the child whose head has been shaven on the occasion of Aqiqah? So the answer is yes. Sayyidina Buraida radiyallahu anhu, who has narrated that during the pre-Islamic era, in the time of the ignorance, whenever a child was born, his parents used to slaughter a goat and smear its blood on the child's head. They would take the blood of the animal and rub on the head of the child. This was in the time of ignorance. Sayyidina Buraida radiyallahu anhu now says, after the emergence of Islam, we slaughter a sheep, shave the child's head, and rub zafran on the child's head. Not the blood of the animal, but rather zafran. Sunan Abi Dawood, this narration can be found in, dear viewers. Let's go to the next question, subhanAllah. Can you see, dear viewers, how interesting these questions are? Many people may have not done this before. A lot of people are learning it today only, and a lot of people intend to do this inshallah azza wa jalla, for they are expecting, may Allah azza wa jalla grant them pious awlad, as I said earlier. But for now inshallah azza wa jalla, before we go to the next question, and inshallah before we ask and listen to the answers given, let's listen to a beautiful Madani pearl. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج.
Raika, what was that?
I just shut the door.
What else? With such force?
Actually, the door slipped from my hand in a rush.
This kind of rush can also break the door. Make sure that you don't shut anything in a rush, whether it is a door or a cupboard, or a drawer or a cabinet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be careful in future. Just drinking water.
Standing up?
What's wrong in it?
We should drink water sitting down.
But why?
Because it's sunnah to drink water sitting down.
Okay.
And also, Raika, whenever you drink water, you should do so by reciting Bismillah, looking in light, and in 3 sips.
Why in the light? You can drink water in the dark as well.
If you drink water in dark, and if there's any dust or dirt inside the glass, then that will also go down your belly, which can also make you ill.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
And look at the state of your room. It's all messed up. Your school bag's on the floor, and your shoes are not put away either. And you haven't even changed your uniform yet.
Actually, I was hungry and forgot about it in a rush. I'll tidy up everything in 2 minutes.
Ouch! Riker, be careful!
It hurts really bad.
You see, Riker? You got hurt by not cleaning your room and rushing through everything without any need. You need to learn from all this.
Inshallah, next time I'll be careful.
Come on, it's time for Zohar Salah now. We should go and get ready to offer Zohar Salah.
Sure, let's go.
Honestly, Riker, I don't know why this girl's always in a rush. Riker, what's wrong with you? You do everything in so much rush that you don't even know what's going around you. First, you shut the door in a rush. And then, in a rush to eat, you started eating without cleaning or tidying up your room. Then, again in a rush, you started drinking water standing up. And now you didn't shut the tap properly. And now look at this. Look, Riker, things don't happen properly when we rush through, and we can make many mistakes if we rush without any need. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated, rushing through is from Satan. We should make sure that we do everything with peace and calmness. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi states that, a believer is he who performs his tasks with reflection, calmness, and seriousness.
Sure, sister. I'll not rush into things in future. Inshallah.
Come on, let's offer Salah now. And make sure you offer it with peace and calmness. The summary of the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that Salah is with calmness.
Jazakillahu khaira. I'll be careful of these things in future.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz, good girl.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, dear viewers and children, let's move forward. As I mentioned, a questioner had asked His Eminence, what is the ruling for the person who is unable to perform his aqiqah on the seventh day of the birth of the child? What is the ruling for such a person? Now listen to the ruling. The answer His Eminence had given is, it is not a sin. Imam Ahle Sunnat, Parwan Aisha Meri Salat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'alali had said, to perform aqiqah on the seventh day of the birth is a sunnah and preferable. If it is not performed on the seventh day, it can be performed on the 14th or on the 21st day of the birth of the child. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Allama, Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, it is better to hold the aqiqah on the seventh day of the birth. If not, on the seventh day, it can be held on any other day. There is no harm in it whatsoever. And the sunnah will be fulfilled as well. Some scholars have stated that it is better to hold the aqiqah of the child on the seventh day or on the 14th or on the 21st day of the birth. There should be a gap of 7 days. There should be a gap of 7 days between them. Allahu Akbar. Now Amiri Ahl Sunnah gives another opinion, an option. He says that it is easy to remember. He says here, another option is that it is easy to remember compared to the previous one. Note down or bear in mind that the name of the day on which the child was born. When the day preceding the birth of the child arrives, this will be considered the seventh day of his birth. So, for example, if the child was born on a Friday, the following Thursday will be known as the seventh day. If the child was born on a Saturday, then the following Friday will be known as the seventh day of the child's birth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, these are some important questions that was asked, and subhanallah, the answers, we just heard to it. We just heard the answers to it, and I just hope that we are able to make amal and practice these beautiful Madini pearls. Subhanallah. A person asked, in the slaughter of an animal or wedding feast, some people make the intention of performing aqiqah, niyat to kar lete aqiqah of the aqiqah, but the food is fed to the visitors who come for the wedding, aqiqah of the groom and others. So will the aqiqah be valid in this way or not? Allahu Akbar. Amiri Ahl Sunnah says, if the animal being slaughtered possesses the qualities required for the animal of qurbani, meaning the ritual sacrifice. What are the qualities the animal is supposed to have before sacrificing it? If all these prerequisites are met, and so there is no shari'i prohibition either, the atiqah will be valid. Subhanallah. So let's listen to the question again, dear viewers. In the slaughter of the animal of a wedding feast, some people make the intention of performing atiqah for the groom and others as well. Will the atiqah be valid in this way? The answer is, if the animal being slaughtered possesses the qualities required for the sacrifice, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq to practice upon these madani pearls. Can a person also mention, please can you give us some madani advice about naming the children? And Amir al-Sunnah then said, with regards to naming the children, references of many other books, a child should be given a good name. And in many places, in many parts of the world, people keep unusual names, such names that were never heard before. Sometimes those names have no meaning. It is better to name a child after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the Prophet alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, after the awliya, the saliheen, the pious predecessors, the companions alayhi wa ridwan. It is hoped that the child will reap its blessings, inshallah, azza wa jal. Give the name of Ghawth-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Abdul Qadir. Give the name of the Sahaba Ikram, Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu an. You can name your child Umar, Uthman, Ali, with the intention of naming them after these great Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan. You will definitely earn reward and thawab. It is narrated by the mother of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu anha, that Huzuri Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, name the child after good people and seek the fulfillment of your needs from the good faith people. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So Sadr al-Sharia, Allama Mulana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, Abdullah is a good name. Likewise, Abdurrahman is also an excellent name. But these days, it is often seen that people would not even say Abdullah. But they would not say Abdurrahman. They would call people by saying Rahman. And adding Abd is very important. There is a mas'ala. Allahu Akbar. If this is the case, that people would not say Abdurrahman, Abdul Haq, so on and so forth. These are, of course, the sifat and the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And to add servant and slave before that is extremely important. So it is haram to address anyone other than Allah as Rahman. One example was given as Rahman. It is haram to address any person as Rahman. So if someone's name is Abdurrahman, you should call him by the full name, Abdurrahman. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are many, many ahadith about naming children, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. If you have given your son the name of Muhammad or Ahmad, your children the name of Ahmad or Muhammad, listen to the blessings. Listen to the ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If anyone is blessed with the birth of a boy and names his son Muhammad out of love for me, meaning the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for reaping blessings from my name, both he and the son will enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Both the son and the father will be admitted into paradise. Another beautiful, fragrant hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that on the day of judgment, two people will be presented before Allah Azza wa Jal, and it will be ordered, take both of them to paradise. They will humbly ask, O Allah Azza wa Jal, which deed has made us deserving of paradise? We have not performed any such deed leading us to paradise. Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment will say, I have vowed that anyone whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not enter hell. Allah. Subhanallah. This is due to the names of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The poet says so beautifully,
Aankhon ka tara naam-e-Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e-Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e-Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e-Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar. It is the brightness of the heart. The brightness of the heart is the name of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the star of our eyes as well. So please try and keep good names, dear viewers of Madani channel. Have good niyat and intention behind that as well. Look at the hadith that we have. Until we return, stay tuned with Madani channel. Keep watching these programs and sharing it with others only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Until then, stay good, be good, and do good. Wherever you are, remember, our mission and maqsad is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.